All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. I have a couple of things I want to talk about here, the final hour of the program, and they are totally unrelated one to the other. First of all, let's just put the obvious on the table. The Buffalo Bills have a very serious Von Miller problem. I'll say that again. The Buffalo Bills have a very serious Von Miller problem. Von Miller is now being sought by authorities in Texas on a felony charge. Not a misdemeanor, not a violation, a felony charge. Why? It is alleged, but not proven, that things got physical between the incredibly strong Von Miller and his pregnant girlfriend during an epic domestic situation. The woman was not hospitalized, but the allegations are such that in the state of Texas, it's a felony. Now, at one Bills drive, I cannot imagine how much stress and anxiety this is causing Bean and McDermott. I mean, McDermott's got enough anxiety right now. Like, am I going to have a job next year in Buffalo? And now you've got Von Miller, who was a great acquisition for the Buffalo Bills. But let's face it, on the field this year, what has he done? What, sir, he hasn't done much. And now, in addition to production that certainly does not equal what his income is from the team, they've got to deal with, I mean, this isn't like running a stop sign. It's not like he got caught doing 95 and a 65. Because which of us doesn't do that? No, but it's not like he got, but it's not like he's being sought on some relatively minor charge. And this is a charge which involves domestic violence. It's like the Buffalo Bills cannot catch a break. And when I say that, look, obviously, anybody rational, their first thought is with the alleged victim in the case. But this is a felony charge. And who knows where Von Miller is? Who knows where he is? I mean, I don't know what's taking the police in Texas so long to track him down. I presume he's got a cell phone. I presume whatever vehicle he has a locator in it that the manufacturer could track down the approximate whereabouts of Von Miller. But then again, I'm not privy to exactly what the detectives in Texas are doing. But you are the Buffalo Bills. What do you do right now about the Von Miller situation? I mean, it may be, and I want to emphasize something because I think it's important to do this. Von Miller has not been convicted in a court of law of anything. Von Miller hasn't been convicted in a court of law of jaywalking or spitting on a sidewalk. So he is, as of this moment, legally, he is as innocent of any criminality as the baby born today. However, when you start talking about in 2023, this is not 1991. This is not 1980. In 2023, thank God, there has been and will continue to be an increased focus on domestic violence, especially among high-profile people, and especially when it's an NFL player. If you are the Buffalo Bills, what are you doing right now? I mean, they've said as much as they are going to say. The NFL has said as much as it is going to say. And they really can't say anything more than what I'm saying. They don't know how this is going to turn out. But you've got a situation where you've got a league, many of whose players over the years have been accused of violent behavior at home with their loved ones, and an increased awareness of domestic violence. You've got an older player who has not exactly set the world on fire this season, which his knee, obviously, a lot of concern and questions about whether he should be playing at all. But you're talking about a football game and a football team that over the years has emphasized the character of our players. And I'm going to be really frank with you. Some of the stories I've heard over the years, it's just a bunch of crap, okay? The character of our players. Okay, all right. I'm not going to tell the stories, but it's a small town, enough said. What do you do if you're the Buffalo Bills? And you can't do any... In my humble opinion, right now, you can't really do too much unless you have a meeting and you say, look, he is not only wanted on a felony charge, but he is evading law enforcement. He's on the run from law enforcement. As far as I know, he hasn't turned himself in. He hasn't lawyered up and showed up with a lawyer. He's on the run. And I got to tell you, that doesn't look real good in the court of public opinion. Now, hey, if Von Miller had 15 sacks this year, I'm sure people might be willing to forgive a little domestic violence. And I'm being very sarcastic when I say that because, you know, people are people and that's just the way some people think. But this is the last thing the Buffalo Bills organization needed right now. Because, you'll forgive me for saying it, the Buffalo Bills look like a team, to me, in disintegration mode. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't think the Bills ever recovered from Kansas City in 13 seconds. I don't think Bills fans have ever recovered from Kansas City in 13 seconds. And in particular, the lack of an explanation and the lack of anybody being held accountable for the boneheaded move at the end of the game, which resulted in Kansas City tying it, the game going into overtime, and then marching right down the field like a warm knife through butter and winning the game and sending the Bills home. So this season, you've got a 500 football team that was supposed to be a Super Bowl contender again that looks like it's going nowhere fast. And I know people are going to say, oh, it was the officiating, Tom. Oh, the refs are Eagles fans. I'm sorry. I think back to the final play of the Tampa Bay game where there were flagrant pass interferences against the Buccaneers by the Buffalo Bills, and there was no flag thrown, and the Bills, in my opinion, walked off the field with a win they didn't deserve. I know most of you who care about this stuff are probably listening to the sports station, but this goes beyond the world of sports. I mean, this goes to a societal issue. And if you're the Buffalo Bills, I think even though there has not been a conviction for any offense whatsoever, if you're going to talk about being a character organization and you've got a guy who's on the run from the police from felony charges, that does not reflect well on your organization. I don't see how they can keep him. Now, maybe I'm wrong because I'm not looking at it as a football fan. I'm looking at the public relations aspect of it. How do you keep a guy who is in flight from the law on felony charges? You can't. You can't. I don't see how they can keep him. And there are clauses generally in contracts regarding moral turpitude and criminal activity. And I'll tell you something. If I was involved in this kind of a situation and I was on the run from felony charges and I didn't lawyer up immediately and turn myself in, I'd be fired already. It wouldn't even be a question. And who could blame the station for firing me? Nobody. I think the Bills got to part ways with Von Miller because he's on the run. Even though he hasn't been convicted, he hasn't been arrested because he's fleeing from law enforcement. That does not look good. It looks horrible. And he's not fleeing from law enforcement on some baloney charge. It's a felony charge involving a domestic assault, allegedly, against a pregnant girlfriend. You're the buff. To me, this is a no-brainer. They got to let him go. They don't have to honor the contract under these circumstances, to the best of my knowledge and belief. I don't see how they can keep him. Agree? Disagree? I don't know how much you guys care about this, but to me, it's interesting. And again, I just want to emphasize, I'm a big believer that everybody is innocent unless and until proven guilty in a court of law, okay? Absolutely, positively, every time. And I'd have a different feeling if he'd lawyered up and turned himself in. But he's on the run. I mean, I'm sorry, Von Miller on the run from felony charges? You're the Buffalo Bills. How do you keep him on the roster? You imagine him running out on the field in any city, probably including this one? I can't. 803-0930 is the phone number. And it's not a question of you're convicting him before a trial. No. What I'm saying is if you're an organization that talks about what great character players you have and one of your former star players is fleeing from law enforcement on felony charges, I don't think you've got a choice if you're the Buffalo Bills. I don't see how you've got a choice. There is no choice. Hey, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And remember something, Matt Araiza, he wasn't charged with anything. They let Matt Araiza go, and there was no charge at all. And it turned out Matt Araiza was innocent of anything. He wasn't even at the party when the woman who said she was raped was raped. He got a raw deal. And I was very careful with that story because I know there are two sides to every story. And if Von Miller had turned himself in with a lawyer, I'd have a different view. But it looks horrible that he's on the run from law with felony charges. That's just, you can't keep him. All right, well, the Buffalo Bills have a Von Miller problem, which is about the last thing they needed. According to Dallas police, yesterday at about 11 a.m., Dallas PD responded to North Harwood, that's a street there, for a major disturbance call. Major disturbance call. Preliminary investigation determined the suspect, 34-year-old Vonnie Miller, and the victim got into a verbal argument and the suspect assaulted the victim. Miller left the scene. Before officers arrived, the victim was not transported to a hospital but was treated for minor injuries. An arrest warrant has been issued for Miller for assault of a pregnant person. That is a felony in the state of Texas. And this happened over 24 hours ago. And apparently nobody knows where Von Miller is. And I don't claim to be an attorney, but if you are fleeing from a crime scene or a jurisdiction, that can be construed as consciousness of guilt. At least in New York State, presumably in Texas. And if the Buffalo Bills let Matt Araiza go, after a simple allegation which was not backed up by any evidence at all, so he could clear up his life. Matt Araiza got screwed out of what would have been a brilliant NFL career as a punter. He was the punt god, based on false allegations against him. Did Matt Araiza run? Did Matt Araiza sit down with the Buffalo Bills people and say, here's what happened? And then the Buffalo Bills, obviously wishing to avoid a public relations disaster, basically let Matt Araiza go. We find out like a year later that the victim was a lying piece of crap, because Matt Araiza wasn't even at the party when the alleged assault took place. But he didn't run. He didn't go into hiding. And are you going to tell me that with today's communications, and I'm sure that Von Miller's teammates have his cell phone number. I'm sure he has friends who have said, hey, Von, you're wanted on a felony warrant. You're going to tell me he doesn't know he's wanted by Dallas PD? That's ludicrous. That's a ludicrous argument. Of course he knows. How could he not know? What, he doesn't have a radio in his car? He doesn't have a cell phone? That's absurd. And again, not a lawyer. Consciousness of guilt can be inferred when you flee from the scene of a crime. He's not doing himself any favors. I don't think the Bills have a choice here. I don't think the Bills have a choice. And there was also a story out of Denver a few years ago, which the woman eventually, I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but the woman put out some texts from Von Miller that did not put Von Miller in a particularly favorable light. One of them said, I'm hoping for a miscarriage. And then the woman went on to say, well, some of my social media posts were taken out of context. Okay. This is a real serious issue here for the Buffalo Bills. And the only saving grace for the Buffalo Bills is Von Miller is 34 years old. And he's basically been a cipher on the field for the Buffalo Bills this year. So it's not like they would be letting a guy go in his prime. Now, the question to me that I have is, what are the clauses in the contract which would allow the Buffalo Bills to sever relations with Von Miller without having any effect on the salary cap whatsoever? I don't think the Buffalo Bills have a choice. If you let Matt Araiza go, you gotta let Von Miller go. If Von, again, not to overstate the case here, but if he had lawyered up and turned himself in, this is a totally different conversation. But this happened over 24 hours ago. You're going to tell me that Von Miller, in the era of modern communication, and by the way, Von Miller knows how to use a cell phone, you're going to tell me that he doesn't know he's wanted on a felony charge in Texas? That's absurd. Here is Jen on a cell phone on WBEN. Jen, hello.
Well, I'm going to counter-argue with you. In my past life as a that I handled criminal cases, and there were high-profile ones, didn't practice in the state of Texas, but I think you got to be careful of what you say here.
I am so careful about what I say. I'm always careful about what I say.
I'm just saying, listen to me thoroughly. So let me just say that you do not know the conversations between the DA and potentially Von Miller's attorneys that are going on. I've had instances where it's taken more than 24 hours to coordinate a high-profile defendant to come in and get a get processed. So there's been nothing that I've heard out in the news that has said otherwise. I also didn't hear anything out in the news about him, quote, fleeing a scene. I heard that he was.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I'm gonna interrupt you. I'm listening to you, but I have to interrupt you because Dallas PD says Miller left the scene before officers arrived. The victim was treated for minor injuries. Now, if you have the experience, I'm trying to, excuse me, it's a conversation. I'm not going to get a lecture from you. We're having a conversation.
You're not listening. So what I'm saying is...
Don't tell me what I'm listening to and what I'm not. I'm listening to every word you're saying. I'm having a conversation with you.
You're arguing over something. I'm just trying to give you information. You just stated it, exactly what you said. He left before the cops. He didn't know... How do you know that he knew that she called the police and the police... She might have called the police well after the incident happened. I'm not defending Von Miller. Don't trust me. I think there's a lot of stuff out there otherwise, but I'm not defending Von Miller, but I'm saying the way that news story was reported, and again, you're getting this from reporters, having done and been in these situations before, the exact wording isn't always accurate. And even that wording that you just stated, as a defense attorney and trying to put the case forward, you just said he left the, quote, scene before the police arrived. You don't know if he even knew there was a scene, if he knew that she was calling the cops, if he knew that he committed some. So how is he, potentially he could not be fleeing. He might have just left the house because he got in an argument with her. And then on top of it, he's not, till we know that he actually was, quote, fleeing the cops, I don't think it's fair to paint him as O.J. Simpson in the Ford white Bronco.
I haven't brought up O.J. Simpson in a white Bronco at all. I don't know why you would put words into my mouth.
But the scene you were painting, it was he was fleeing the police. I don't think that's accurate.
It's been
right
over. Okay, Jen, it's been over 24 hours. Are you going to tell me that Von Miller does not know that he's wanted on felony charges in Dallas?
Again, I just told you, Tom, that when you have a high-profile person, potentially in the background, there are discussions between the DA's office and his attorney. You don't know if he contacted his attorney yet or not. His attorney coordinating him being taken process. That has taken, and you can look up a lot of high-profile cases, that has historically can take more than 24 hours to occur.
Then why is the arrest warrant still out, and why have we had no statement from the Dallas or Dallas County? Excuse me, are we having a conversation, or am I just supposed to shut up and let you take over the show?
You asked me a question,
and I'm trying to talk to you, but every time I try to talk, you just interrupt me. I've let you talk. Please allow me to talk. Are you saying that Von Miller, we have no statement at all from the DA saying, hey, we have been in touch with Von Miller's attorney. We're making arrangements to process him. Nothing like that. Do you think that looks good?
Exactly.
Do you think that looks good?
The DA does not usually come out and have a statement. And has anyone interviewed the DA or asked them? The DA doesn't just usually lift up their hand and say, hey, by the way, we're talking with the attorney for Von Miller. That's usually not something that occurs.
Gee, I don't know, because I remember a shooting in Maine a few weeks ago where, and obviously that was a mass homicide, but everybody knew the name of the individual who was being sought in a particularly heinous crime, and the DA and the police made it very clear. So I think you're very wrong to say that the law enforcement people don't ever comment on things like this. Of course they do.
I did not say they don't comment on this. What I said precisely was that the DA, if he's talking with his attorney, usually doesn't offer up and come to the media and say that. That's usually not something that happens.
Okay.
You can ask the DA in Buffalo right now. I mean, call him up. He, ask him. That's usually, if that's what's happening in the background, and I don't know if it is or not. I'm just telling you that my experience has been that could be happening. To jump to the conclusion that he's, quote, fleeing law enforcement, which he may be. I don't know. I just want to give the other position that he may not be, quote, fleeing law enforcement.
So what do you think the most likely explanation is for the fact that he is not in police custody, despite the fact that everybody in the world seems to know that Von Miller is wanted on felony charges?
I don't think it is, I think that there is a likelihood that my scenario is going on. I think there's a likelihood that his counsel is talking with the DA's office.
Now, you might have experience in your area. I've got experience in my area. And usually, there in a high-profile case, you've got leaks from some ADA saying, hey, we've been in touch with Von Miller's lawyer, and he's going to be turning himself in. There's no indication of that anywhere.
Yeah, it's been 24 hours. And I don't know the DA's office in Texas. I don't even know if they've interviewed the DA or if they've even made any comment. I just know what's been reported on your news station.
It's being reported
so
everywhere.
I have no knowledge of any of that. I'm just saying, with the information from your news station, I could see a scenario. And again, I'm not saying it is the scenario. I'm not saying there is a possibility that that's what's going on in the background.
Okay. Now, you have addressed the legal aspect of this. There is also, do you not understand there is a public relations aspect to this involving the NFL, the Buffalo Bills, and Von Miller, that this is more than a criminal legal situation? This is a public relations situation, and the Buffalo Bills already in recent history let a young punter go on allegations which were unfounded so he could get his life in order. And he was later found to be totally innocent.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I have not made a statement as to what the Bills should do with Von Miller one way or the other. I was just commenting on whether that should be for sure guaranteed that he was somehow fleeing the police. Based on the news reports that I heard, that there was an alternative situation that could answer that why he is not in custody right now.
Can you explain? Can you
hear him or not? It's a whole other situation.
Can you explain in common everyday language the concept of consciousness of guilt and the circumstances under which that is applicable?
Well, again, I don't know if that's the law or anything in the state of Texas, so I have no idea what the state of Texas law is with respect to consciousness of thought and whether you can presume that somehow that goes to the presumption of guilt. Okay, so on the presumption, so again, this is where we don't have enough facts even to go to that concept of that he somehow conscious of thought by, quote, fleeing, that he there's some presumption of guilt associated with that. Because in the scenario that I discussed, if he left, as the report indicated, prior to the cops getting there, and he was in a fight with his girlfriend, presumably, then he could have left that apartment or wherever he was, not thinking he committed any type of crime and not knowing he was going to be arrested. Thereafter, once he found out that he was charged, presuming that he was within, you know, hours or someone trying to get a hold of him, then if he reached out, and we don't know, we haven't heard anything from his counsel, I don't believe, or if he is, even has counsel engaged, but presuming that, another theory is that if he did reach out to his counsel, then maybe his counsel reached out to the DA and they were coordinating turning him in. I'm just saying that's an option. So I don't even think you can even get to that a level of somehow putting some presumption of his guilt because he, quote, fled, because I don't know if we know that he fled.
Well, there's a warrant out for him, and let me tell you something. Cops and people in DA's offices are some of the biggest gossips in the world. I'm pretty sure that if there had been communication, some reporter in Dallas who's connected to the Dallas PD or the Dallas sheriff would have leaked information to the press, and I'm not seeing anything anywhere online about that. And I will tell you something else. I think any high-profile person in Buffalo, New York, who didn't put on a Buffalo Bills uniform, if these were the reported facts, I think they'd be out of a job. And we already know what the Buffalo Bills did with Matt Araiza, and the man was absolutely innocent. And Von Miller may be absolutely innocent, but I don't think it looks good that more than 24 hours after the alleged crime took place, he's still not shown up with an attorney anywhere, which is something I'd have done yesterday. I'm out of time. I thank you, Jen. I thank you for your call. I appreciate your alternative theory very much, and I hope you call again. Thank you. I'm out of time. It is, nobody's convicting anybody of anything, but you got to remember, there are two fronts in this. There's the criminal legal front, and there's the public relations front. And if you think the NFL is, this is like the last thing the Bills and the NFL really wanted to be involved in right now, okay? I'm just saying. Do not underestimate the power of public relations. Forget the criminal legal thing if you want to. The public relations aspect is disastrous. Disastrous. And it's the last thing this team needed.